Active Shooter, a Tom Cody novel by Nick Kramer, read by Trevor O'Hare, and produced by Bookia. Dedication. For my family. My sister Veronica and Peter. My niece and nephews, Michelle, Kevin, Felicia, Billy, and Melvin. And the next generation of offspring, Valentino, Angelina, and Colin. You all make it worthwhile. Prologue. D-Day. The shooter revved the engine. The police barricade loomed up ahead. Perimeter cops were loitering by the sawhorses, blocking his path. He gunned the engine and floored the gas pedal to the metal. The stolen Escalade lurched forward and quickly gained speed. Metallica's Master of Puppets blasted on the speakers of the SUV. Ready or not, here I come, motherfuckers! The Escalade jumped the curb effortlessly and barreled directly at the makeshift checkpoint. Uniformed perimeter cops had just enough time to dive out of the way as the shooter plowed through the sawhorses. Fine with him, not his targets anyway. The Escalade cleared the flimsy checkpoint without much more than a few dents. In his rearview mirror, he saw cops scurrying for their squad cars. He glimpsed a silver-haired cop in his 60s jump into a squad car. Sure enough, it was Hunsacker, his partner Chin riding shotgun, just according to plan. The shooter laughed underneath his mask, a glint of hate in his eyes. The mask disguising his face was a hideous black head wrap, with a skull and fangs depicted in bone white on the black fabric over his face. It was originally a fisherman's mask, but quickly became the popular choice wear among the troops in Afghanistan. It was worn in the battlefield to protect against the constant sandstorms, but more so to intimidate and demoralize the enemy. Nothing put the fear of God in an Afghan soldier like the Grim Reaper himself appearing out of the dark. Nothing, except maybe the Reaper donning an AR-15 with a death skull mask. This same mask later gained popularity and became the fashion choice of Raiders football fans. The shooter wore it today for the same intimidation purposes. Divulging his identity was of no great concern to him. He knew he would soon become well-known the world over anyway. The shooter's police radio came alive in an instant. Calls of a breach at the south entrance, frantic calls for backup. Two more squad cars had come alive, gumballs flashing as they took pursuit. The shooter expertly maneuvered the Escalade past a few early demonstrators and hung a hard right, a disco of lights and sirens on his tail now. He slammed on the brakes in front of the courtyard of Park South. Doves fluttered skyward, out of the downtown Los Angeles park. The shooter calmly exited the Escalade with his backpack on, Black Ops army fatigues from head to toe, his trusty MP5 strapped to his right thigh holster. He stopped briefly to hit the key remote and the car chirped. Another fun surprise waiting for you. Only seconds behind, the first squad car slammed to a stop. Hunsacker and Chin leapt out with their guns drawn, just according to plan. The shooter kept walking as if he was out for a Sunday stroll in the park, but his senses were at full attention, and he was ready to pounce, ready to engage the enemy.
Hold it right there!
The command came from Hunsacker, who was moving up on him fast, Glock drawn. Let me see some hands, Chin yelled.
Hands, now, Hunsacker added.
The shooter stopped and slowly turned. Hunsacker and Chin both reacted to the death mask.
What the? Show me your hands, Chin stuttered,
the mojo in his voice gone now. Hunsacker and Chin were on him like ham on rye. This is going just swimmingly. Now, where's Lang and Vasquez? He wondered. The shooter playfully waved his empty left hand to the officers, then the right, exposing his MP5. Everyone fired. Hunsacker tapped the shooter twice in the chest, center mass. The police issued rounds were no match for his heavy Kevlar armor. The shooter returned fire with a solid 1 second volley of enhanced armor-piercing bullets into Hunsacker's chest. At about 600 rounds a minute, that meant a solid 10 to 12 round burst. Hunsacker went down in a cloud of dust, dead before he hit the sidewalk. A lethal entry wound just below his left eye. The back of his skull missing. This bought Chin that critical extra second, and he buried 4 rounds square into the shooter's body armor. They just can't escape their predictable training habits, the shooter thought, as he calmly adjusted his aim to Chin. The shooter unleashed another precise burst, and Chin went down in a cloud of dust.